Next, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries presents title, Christmas Homecoming. Lighthouse Pictures production in association with Kaufman Plager Productions. Evening time, a heavy snow falls on the city. In a plaza, a tree twinkles with multicolored lights. Kids glide down a slope on sleds. The storefronts of the town's main street are trimmed with lights. A girl in a Santa hat and oversized mittens throws a snowball. A man in a sweater untangles a long string of colorful lights. Icicles hang from an iron lamp post near a church steeple. Daytime. A smiling woman attaches a red ribbon to the top of a pine tree, and two young women help her place ornaments on the branches. A dad and son stick branch arms into the body of a squat snowman. An American flag hangs on the front porch of a house. In the house's window, a red and white banner with a gold star in the center hangs. The house is a humble one-story home under a layer of white snow. Inside, a framed photo of a man in military uniform sits on a nightstand. A woman with long sandy blonde hair reaches over to hit the alarm clock.
Hey, Berkeley.
A big shaggy dog jumps on the bed.
Hi. Hi, baby. Good morning.
She cuddles the dog and reaches for her phone, typing a message to Dad. How is Santa doing? She smiles and pulls off the covers. In the bathroom, she calls Sis.
Vicky, it's your sister. Just a friendly reminder, you and Heather, tree lighting ceremony, 10 a.m., sharp.
She strides in heels to the Pinewood Heritage Museum and Community Center.
Good morning, Mrs. Anderson, Mr. Sims. We'll be opening up real soon.
Inside, an antique plane hangs from the ceiling. A man decorates a tree.
Morning, Tom. Huh? We all set to go?
Yes. Oh, yes. Who knows?
Only my parents and Craig. I'm so excited I could barely sleep last night.
Amanda, will we have a second? We should... later.
Here we are reporting for duty.
Oh, Mom, Dad, thank you guys for everything. I could never have pulled this off without you.
Now I put Craig in charge of Santa.
And your sister told me to tell you that she and Heather will be here at 10 and to stop calling to remind her.
Man in suit.
Is everything okay?
Santa is ready when you are.
Thank you, Craig.
Oh, hey, that lineup of people outside, it's getting longer.
All right, let's do this.
Kids take cookies from a table laid with sweets and hot cocoa. Amanda paces nearby. Guests mingle near the vintage vehicles. A woman and teen girl approach Amanda.
Sorry, we're what, 15 minutes late?
22 minutes and 30 seconds. Heather, you look beautiful.
Thanks, Amanda.
Hi.
Craig's brows raise.
So is there anything happening with Craig?
No, nothing. I mean, not nothing. But it's not something either. It's just, I'm still in the thinking phase.
Oh, I think you're overthinking, as always.
Amanda stands near the tree with clasped hands.
Welcome, everyone.
A man records her.
Next year, the museum will be dedicating a new wing to honor our veterans.
Oh. Yeah.
Now we have someone very special who came from far, far away to do us the honor of lighting our Christmas tree. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Santa!
A man in army fatigues gets out of a red truck and touches a switch, illuminating the tree. Heather.
Daddy.
She runs into his arms.
Dean.
Victoria follows and Dean kisses her.
Oh, baby, you're home.
Please welcome home Pinewood's own Master Sergeant Dean Yates.
Yeah.
The attendees applaud, some with tears in their eyes. Dean and his family beam at the crowd and Heather smiles at them. A sign reads, U.S. Army Joint Base Lewis McChord. Uniformed service members in big camouflaged vehicles cross the parking lot outside a long brick building. A seated man in a boot cast watches TV.
It's only December 1st, but for one local military family, Christmas came early. The video of Master Sergeant Yates' surprise homecoming has gone viral. His wife and daughter were thrilled when he showed up at the annual tree lighting ceremony at the Pinewood Heritage Museum and Community Center. Sergeant Yates' wife, Victoria, and his daughter, Heather, were expecting Sergeant Yates home in the new year. But to their great surprise, what they thought was Santa turned out to be their loving father and husband.
Oh, this homecoming sure tug at the heart.
Yes, sir.
So, Sergeant, want to see your x-rays?
Yes, sir.
The sergeant hoists himself up with crutches and follows the man. X-rays of a leg glow in a light box.
God bless those combat hospitals.
Yep. And they sent me to Germany for a month. Just got here last night.
You should have you out of that cast pretty soon. Then you can go out dancing.
I'd rather get back to my unit.
The doctor looks at papers.
You didn't fill out the contact sheet. You staying here on base?
No, I'd figured I'd rent a place in town. Use a dose of civilian life right now.
The doctor nods and smiles. The sergeant hobbles down a long hallway on his crutches, his brow furrowed with effort. He pauses by a bulletin board and reads a flyer advertising a sleek green 1968 GTO sports car. He grins to himself. Above the car flyer, he sees one that says, "Furnished apartment for rent, $450 a month, one bedroom." He pulls one of the number strips from the bottom of the sheet and tucks it in his fist, pressing his lips together. He moves along. In the museum, Tom finds Amanda wiping down a sleigh.
Amanda, I hope you realize how much I appreciate all you've done for the museum.
Yes, of course. In this place, it's a part of who I am. I mean, where else do I get to spend the day hanging out with my great-great-grandfather's milk wagon? Oh, and just wait until you see my preliminary designs for the veterans wing.
That's the thing.
What thing?
I have to cut your hours.
Even more than you already have?
Yes, I'm sorry. I really am.
Tom, is this place in trouble?
We just have to tighten our belts. Amanda, if we were in any real trouble, I would tell you, okay?
Okay.
He smiles at her and walks away. She looks down. She enters her house with a grocery bag in her arms and sets it down in the kitchen. She reaches into the bag and pulls out a bundle of greens, putting them in the fridge. On the fridge door are photos of her hugging a tall man with short cropped hair, and a strip of black and white photos of them in a photo booth. She closes the fridge and smiles at the photos, pressing her hand to them. She goes to the phone on the counter and pushes a button.
You have one saved message.
Hey babe, it's me. Another day closer to holding you in my arms. It's gonna be so nice to be home for Christmas.
Message saved.
She returns to the front door, hands in the pockets of her jacket. She looks outside and opens the door to the sergeant leaning on his crutches with a bag at his feet.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Sergeant Mullins.
How can I help you?
We spoke earlier on the phone about the apartment for rent.
Oh, yeah, I didn't realize you were... I mean, you said your name was Jim.
Oh, it is. It's Master Sergeant James Q. Mullins, or it's just Jim.
She smiles and nods, holding out her hand.
Amanda Edwards. Nice to meet you, Sergeant.
They shake.
Just Jim.
Hi, just Jim. Shall we?
Yeah.
The dog's name is Barkley.
It's always good to have a guard dog.
Oh, no, he's a big baby. Although it does take him a little while to warm up to strangers.
Well, he needs a guard dog with this high-tech security system.
I know, right?
She opens a gate to the backyard.
Come on in.
Mind if I just drop my stuff here?
Yeah, sure. Here, let me help.
Thank you.
I'll show you where the laundry is first.
A furnished garage.
Okay, the washer and dryer is in here. The dryer has seen better days, so it may take a while to get your clothes dry.
Oh.
A motorcycle.
Indian Chief 1948, right?
Actually, it's a 47. It belongs to my husband.
Oh, okay.
The apartment is around this way.
She leads him around the house.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
He swings himself forward with effort. She unlocks another door on the side of the house and they enter a dim studio apartment.
Well, it's a little small.
That's perfect. I'll take it.
She glances at him.
Oh, you want references?
No. Your uniform is reference enough. It's just you're the first tenant, so I don't really know how to do this. So I guess a check for first month's rent and the handshake.
Okay.
He shakes her hand.
Thank you, Amanda.
Their eyes meet and he smiles.
I never realized how dark it is in here.
Oh, I'm going to brighten this place up with some Christmas lights and decorations. Love Christmas. It's a magical time of year, right? Amanda Edwards.
Yes.
He signs a check and hands it to her. She gives him the key.
Thank you.
What happened to your leg?
Oh. Hazards of the job. I don't want to talk about it.
There's a shopping center down the street, and if you need anything, just knock.
She goes to the door.
Thank you.
She turns back and smiles, then leaves. Craig approaches outside.
Hey.
Hi.
Sorry I'm late. I held up in court.
Did you win?
Well.
Of course you did. You're Craig Fletcher.
Yeah. Hey, Amanda, about the hot water in the shower?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. It takes a few minutes to heat up. I should have told you that.
No, it's okay. Just checking. How you doing?
Hey.
I rented that apartment finally.
Right.
Jim lifts his bag.
You know what? Just give me a second and I'll go change.
Sure.
You know what? Here, I'm going to take the guitar case. You take your bag. No negotiation.
Craig and Amanda in a restaurant drinking wine.
The judge won't go for it, but the client pays the bills, so I'll keep trying.
She pokes at her salad.
Hey, I know that look. Ninth grade, right before every geometry test.
Tom cut my hours again.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Who knows? Maybe soon I'll be out of a job altogether.
So that's why you have a strange man living in your house?
Craig, that apartment is not in my house, and Jim is not strange.
How many references did he give you? Amanda, you know nothing about this guy.
I know he's a master sergeant in the Army.
Okay, but honestly, you shouldn't have to. Look, if you need some money...
No, thank you. I am not going to start borrowing money, not even from a really good friend.
Is that all we are, just friends?
He looks down.
Amanda, look, no one can replace Rick, okay? We all miss him, and he would want you to be happy. Don't you want to be?
I just need a little more time, okay?
She reaches across the table and holds his hand.
Okay.
Okay.
She pulls her hand away. Later in her house, she twists her wedding ring on her finger, staring sullenly at the framed photo of Rick in uniform next to a photo of her receiving a folded flag. She looks up and touches the triangular flag in a wooden frame with both hands. She opens her door to Jim.
Hi, I'm not disturbing you.
No, come on in. It's cold.
Thank you.
He shoves his crutches aside and limps inside, holding a wreath in one hand.
Is everything okay? Is it the shower or something?
No, everything's working just fine. I got you something. You know, just say thank you for the apartment and making it all so easy.
Hands her the wreath.
It's very nice. Thank you.
He glances over and sees the photos and framed flag of Rick. His eyebrows raise. She sees his reaction and turns to the photos too.
It's my husband, Rick. It's been 2 years.
He nods with tight lips.
Oh. I'm sorry for your loss.
Good night.
Good night.
He leaves. She looks down, then turns her gaze back to her husband's image. She picks up a black case from the shelf and looks down at it. Inside is a red, white, and blue ribbon with a gold star medal hanging from it. She closes the box and leans her head back. Daytime, Amanda walks shivering to her car, but hesitates at the back gate and smiles, tilting her head. She goes to the gate and touches a wire that was installed there to cleverly open the latch without effort. She enters the Pinewood Heritage Museum with her coat over her arm. She stares with wide eyes at the roped-off space where the sleigh used to be. Tom stands as Amanda comes in his office, her arms wide in disbelief.
A passionate collector, I got us a very good price.
Do you know how long it took me to find that sleigh? I'm the curator here.
And I'm the executive director. I pay the bills. We need the money. End of story.
He breezes past her out of the office. She picks up a piece of paper from his desk. He arranges antique cans on a shelf.
Cutting my hours and selling stuff off? It's not the end of the story, is it?
Cutbacks. Town's allocation for this place has taken a big hit, $30,000. I didn't want to tell you.
Why not?
Because I know what this place means to you. I've been trying to balance things and find a solution, hoping it wouldn't come to this, but our history museum could well become history.
Well, there's got to be something we can do.
Like what?
We could raise some money for a community fund.
How are we supposed to do that?
A fundraiser. A benefit. The people in this town will not let this place disappear. It's a part of their story.
But there's not enough time. The cutbacks take effect at the first of the year.
It's December 3rd. There's plenty of time. Let's look. December 23rd. It's a Saturday. It's perfect. We'll do a Christmas benefit. People are always more generous around the holidays. It's that Christmas spirit and all that. We could make it an annual event.
How can you be so calm and confident?
Once an army wife, always an army wife.
We've never put on a fundraiser. What does it take to do that?
I have no idea, but we will figure it out.
She clasps both his hands. Later, she arranges a museum tea set. A woman enters.
I was told I could find you here.
Hey.
Hi. I hope I'm not bothering you.
No, not at all. What's going on? Is everything okay?
I didn't know who else to talk to.
Oh, Lily and her friends. You can talk to me about anything. This about your husband?
Yeah. This letter. Some medal ceremony for Mark. Silver Star. Purple Heart. Will you be there with me? I can't do this alone.
Yes, of course. You're not alone.
How can they hand out medals when they haven't even recovered his body from the mission? Amanda, how do you do it? Deal with all of this and not go crazy.
One day at a time. In some days, it feels like three steps forward and two steps back.
She hugs Lily. In the garage, Jim works on the motorcycle. Outside, Amanda hears him carrying a laundry basket. She enters the garage and he looks up, tapping the music on his phone off.
Hey!
Sorry, I was just up. I finished up some laundry, so I thought I'd lend a hand.
What are you doing?
He stops cold.
I apologize. I was just trying to help.
She looks at the motorcycle in pieces, her mouth open.
I'm really sorry.
He wipes his hands, puts down a tool, and walks out of the garage. Amanda takes a cloth and covers the motorcycle, breathing heavily. She glares at the door where Jim left. Evening, Jim sits in his apartment sealing envelopes of Christmas cards. He runs his pen down a long list of corporals and army specialist names. He frowns to himself and picks up his wallet, taking out a folded slip of paper. He opens it. It's a sun-bleached photo of himself and two other soldiers in uniform, holding long rifles next to a vehicle. He gazes at the photo, then presses his eyes closed. Amanda sleeps in bed. At the noise, she sits up, looking around groggily. Barkley sleeps in his dog bed nearby.
Good watchdog, Barkley.
She gets out of bed and peers out the curtains of her window. She sees Jim hobble down the driveway and frowns. She opens the front door and comes outside carrying a mug. Jim sits alone on a bench, staring up at the black night sky. He turns his head with a start when she comes out and starts to stand.
Hot chocolate.
He hesitates and takes the mug. She sinks next to him on the bench and sips her hot chocolate. He stares down at his.
Amanda, about the bike. I didn't mean to upset you. I apologize.
No, I should be apologizing. And I wasn't upset. Yeah, I don't know what I was. And it wasn't just seeing you with the bike. And there's a lot of other stuff, too.
Like what?
The Heritage Museum and Community Center where I work might be closing.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, that building used to belong to my grandparents. My grandfather was the mayor. But it's more than that. It's a gathering place for kids and seniors, everyone. It's where the town really comes together.
So what are you gonna do?
Well, I'm gonna put on a fundraiser, a benefit, as soon as I figure out what that entails. And then I'm gonna make a plan of action.
Okay, well, when you do that, I would like to help.
She blinks at him.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because history matters and community matters, and it sounds like it's more than just a building.
A smile pulls up the corners of her lips. They sip cocoa together.
My mom used to make the best hot chocolate. Christmas Eve, it was her own little tradition. Except she made it with whipped cream and marshmallows.
Well, we're all out of whipped cream and marshmallows.
Except up at the store tomorrow. Sure is peaceful and quiet here.
That's because someone fixed the squeaky gate.
Oh. That must have been one of Santa's elves.
Oh. Yes. Thank you, Santa's elf.
Thank you.
They look up and grin.
You know, your house is the only one in the block that isn't decorated for Christmas.
I haven't been able to bring myself to decorate ever since.
You know, this is going to sound corny, but I believe in the magic of Christmas. Now it can heal a broken heart or a wounded spirit.
I just don't have it in me to believe anymore.
I'm sorry about your loss. Your husband.
She smiles with tight lips and nods slightly.
Ow.
He winces and stands with effort.
Well, shouldn't you be using a crutch?
Yeah, I think I can manage.
I see. You're a stubborn one.
You know what I think? I think you're a stubborn one, too.
Well, my dad calls it hard-headed.
I'll bet he does.
She grins.
I should turn him. Thank you for the hot chocolate.
Yeah, of course.
Good night.
You know, I used to believe in the magic of Christmas. I did.
He stares at her.
Good night.
Good night, Amanda.
He turns and limps across the snowy yard. Amanda leans back on the bench. Next to a roaring fire, Jim plucks the strings of an acoustic guitar, his leg in a cast propped up on the coffee table. Amanda looks up, hearing the gentle melody. Jim looks intently at his fingers on the strings. Amanda smiles alone on the bench and a gentle snow begins falling around her. She turns her gaze upwards and smiles, closing her eyes. Daytime, a fresh layer of snow on Amanda's house. The framed photo of her husband still stands watch on her nightstand. She sits up in bed with a notebook and laptop propped on her knees, talking on her phone to Victoria.
I'm making a to-do list. I have to come up with a brilliant plan fast.
Well, I've done fundraising for Heather's school. All those field trips to New York and D.C. Considering part of your team?
Thank you, Victoria. I really appreciate it.
First things first. Promotion.
Promotion.
Right.
Promotion. Okay, first things first. Promotion. Spreading the word. You get on the phone, start making calls, and work your magic.
I have magic.
You do when you talk about this town's heritage. And you have to get other people talking. Then you'll send out an email blast to all our past visitors, contributors, supporters, and community leaders.
Okay, what's in the email blast?
Check your inbox. I already put one together.
Who are you and what have you done to my curator?
This is going to be an amazing Christmas celebration. We're going to have a pre-event cocktail reception, gift bags.
Gift bags?
Swag. Just leave it to me. Then we'll have the Christmas Heritage Auction, which we'll do in two parts. First, the silent auction. Then we'll have a live auction for bigger ticket items. We'll pull stuff out of deep storage that we very rarely display. And we'll get other items donated as well.
I'm impressed. More than impressed, really. But what if this doesn't work?
She exhales. She approaches the door of Jim's apartment and sees the wreath hung there. She touches one of the ornaments dangling from the wreath and smiles, then knocks. Jim hangs another wreath over the fireplace.
Are you crazy? You're gonna hurt yourself.
Well,
he hops down on one leg.
I didn't.
You are beyond hard-headed.
Well, coming from you, I'm gonna take that as a compliment. So what do you, what do you think?
It's nice.
A Christmas tree. He smiles.
You got some mail.
Oh, thank you. And I have something for you. Keep my promises. Only the best marshmallows and whipped cream. So the benefit, have you figured out your plan of action?
Yes. A Christmas celebration. Except I think it's going to be hard for me to ask people for money and donations.
You do remember I offered to help, right?
Yes. Yes, I'm still trying to figure out how. Thank you. I've got to go get ready for something special for our friends. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
They smile at each other and she leaves with the marshmallows in hand. In her kitchen, she glances at the holly wreath he gave her on the table. She lifts it and looks across the room, a smile growing on her face. She steps out her front door and hangs the wreath on it, then walks into the yard hugging herself tightly against the chill. In the driveway, her face falls. She sees Jim sitting in the back seat of a car driven by another man in uniform. He wears his sergeant's jacket. He sees her just as the car roars out of the driveway. He doesn't smile. She watches him go with a worried frown. The Army base. Soldiers in uniform march into a large hall with high ceilings where they sit in rows of chairs along with some civilians. Amanda follows Lillian and joins her in the front row. A soldier in a wheelchair leads in a line of officers including Jim. Amanda digs in her purse and pulls out a pack of tissues, offering one to Lily who takes it with a grateful smile. Jim stands at attention next to his compatriots, a serious frown on his face. His eyes widen when he spots Amanda. She blinks slowly at him and he exhales, turning to stare forward.
Good morning. I'm General Frank Cesaro. I want to welcome you all as we honor the exceptional heroism of Specialist Daquan Stevens, Specialist Mark Williams, Sergeant First Class Donald Paul, Staff Sergeant Thomas Norville, and Master Sergeant James Q. Mullins. Having my own son in the Army, I know the sacrifices made by each military family. Could the wife of Specialist Mark Williams please come forward?
Come up with me, please.
Amanda stands with Lily.
Attention to orders.
All stand.
The President of the United States of America has awarded the Purple Heart and Silver Star, established by General George Washington at Newburgh, New York, August 7th. 1782, to Specialist Mark Williams.
A general hands Lily the medals and cases.
Thank you.
Thank you.
She swallows hard and turns to the large photo of Mark. Holding in tears, she turns to Amanda who leads her away. Jim watches with a stern frown.
Could the mother of Specialist Daquan Stevens please come forward?
An older woman stands.
Master Sergeant Mullen's remarkable performance and selfless commitment to his fellow comrades in arms saved lives and reflects the highest standard in military tradition.
So how's a broken leg?
What broken leg, sir?
The general pins medals on Jim's jacket and they salute each other. Amanda talks to Lily.
Be proud of Mark and yourself.
Thank you.
And remember, one day at a time.
Thanks for the card. So thoughtful. Daquan really looked up to you.
Yeah. My brother told me all about you.
Jim.
Sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Here's my card, Sergeant. Just in case you need anything.
Thank you.
He takes the card.
General. Any word from recovery team?
Well, you know that terrain, Jim. Getting down that ravine is almost impossible.
Sir, Mark and Daquan need to come home.
I said almost impossible. No one gets left behind. Not on my watch.
Jim, I want you to meet my friend, Lily Williams.
Hi, Sam. Nice to meet you.
I was hoping you could find some time to talk with me.
I mean, anything you could tell me about Mark's last days would mean a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, I'll be in touch.
Thank you. I'm going to take off.
I can go with you.
No, thanks. I think I need to be alone.
Okay. Nice meeting you.
Me too.
Lily turns and leaves. Jim sighs heavily.
So, Silver Star, Purple Heart. When the MPs showed up at the house this morning, I thought...
About what, that I was getting arrested?
Something like that. I mean, I certainly didn't think it was for this.
Yeah, well, I didn't ask for this.
Hey, you wanna go grab a bite to eat?
Yeah.
She turns and leaves, and he watches her a second before following. They sit in the booth of a restaurant.
May I take your order?
Burger and draft?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Two, please.
You bet.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The waitress takes their menus.
I had no idea that you were Mark's team sergeant.
Yeah. Yeah, I was transferred to the unit a little while back. Really liked Mark and Daquan. They were good guys. Good soldiers. Yeah, it's a small world, isn't it? Because I didn't know that you knew Mark.
No, I didn't. I met Lily about 9 months ago. She was having a hard time with his deployment. My mom suggested that I speak to her. Army wives, we stick together.
Right.
My mom is the poster girl for Army wives.
What about your dad?
Sergeant Major. Vietnam, Middle East, Grenada. The stories he tells. He's a big history buff. I mean, he's the reason why I have a bachelor's degree in history.
Well, my dad was a corporal, and he taught me to fix things. He would take a car engine apart just for the challenge of putting it back together, you know. You know, we would do lots of little things like that, just the two of us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he passed away about 5 years ago.
Sorry.
It's okay.
They smile.
I got the feeling that you weren't too comfortable talking to Lily about Mark. You know, if you want, I can come with you.
No, it's more complicated than that.
He stares into the distance and his smile fades. Tears fill his eyes. He looks down at the medals on his jacket breast and unpins the gold star, sliding it across the table.
No. Mark and Daquan... I deserve to come home. I'm responsible. And I don't deserve that.
She takes the medal.
Yes, you do.
She presses it into his palm and closes his fingers around it, holding his hand in hers. He meets her gaze with a furrowed brow. At home, Amanda talks on the phone.
I love your bistro. I wish we could afford to have you cater the event, but this is about the Christmas Heritage Auction. You could donate 20 dining coupons for the silent auction.
How about I give you one?
One coupon. Yeah, that sounds great. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Jim comes in.
Wow, who knew there were so many ways to say no without actually saying no? But you know, I did manage to get one dining coupon and I scored 2 bowling passes.
Not bad.
Yeah, I asked for 20 and then 10, and just like everyone else, I got hit with some excuse. Jim, what if I can't do this?
Can I give you some advice?
Yes, please.
Don't ask questions, make statements.
Statements?
Yeah. You ask questions, you give them the power to say no. Or change the numbers or the dynamics. Military training.
She closes her laptop.
All right. Master Sergeant James Q. Mullins, get out your phone. It's showtime. Swag for the gift bags. Pepe's Pizza. 50 coupons.
Okay.
He calls.
Pepe, come on, it's Christmas. Okay, here's what I need from you.
50 coupons for a free small pizza.
Whoa, 50. I know you can do this, and I know you see the wisdom of it. Not just because it's great PR for the best pizza place in town, but because it's for a good cause.
It is the best pizza in town and a great cause, but...
And this is going to make you feel so good, especially at this time of year. And do not forget, this is tax deductible.
Okay.
50 coupons.
Pepe? You're a gentleman, and I'm going to make sure every soldier on the base knows about Pepe's Pizza. I personally guarantee that. Okay, bye.
Wow. All right, you are now officially in charge of gift bags.
Okay.
The Army doctor.
So how's it feel without the cast?
A little weird, I guess, but I'll be fine.
Well, you need some physical therapy.
Of course. How soon can I get back into the field?
What's the matter? You don't like being stateside?
No, it's not that. It's just...
Sergeant, your unit will still be there when you get your strength back. But you need some R&R first. And Christmas is just 2 weeks away. Go. Have some fun. Sergeant, that's an order.
He nods curtly. Evening, Amanda opens her door to Craig.
Okay. Red wine and red rose.
They eat.
Well, delicious dinner, delicious dessert, as always.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Oh, do you think you could ask your firm if they would want to sponsor the cocktail reception?
I could always ask.
Great, I'd appreciate that.
So how is your fundraiser going?
Good, I think.
Good.
Yeah, Jim has been great at getting people to say yes.
Jim?
My tenant, Sergeant Mullins. It's like people can't say no to him. Army training. I'm swamped. I still have so many emails to send. Maybe we should call it a night.
Yeah. You know, let me get this.
All right.
He gathers the plates with a smile.
Okay, so you'll have the seating charts on the day.
Yeah.
What else?
Just the permits for VIP.
Okay. Come on in. Hey, Jim.
What?
This is my sister, Victoria.
Hi. It's nice to finally meet you.
You too.
I've heard a lot about Sergeant Mullins. My sister goes on and on.
Yeah, and my sister exaggerates.
Please sit. Join us.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, look at you. No more cast.
Yeah. Yeah, progress, right?
Yeah. So, the gift bags are full, thanks to you. And now we have to work on the live auction items. Yeah, the 23rd is just 10 days away, and I am doing my best not to freak out.
Okay, well, I might be able to help with something else. See, last night I spoke with Daquan's mother, Kendra, on the phone, and you guys said you needed a caterer, right?
Yeah, but we can't afford to pay
for it. No, Daquan's mother runs a catering company, and she doesn't want any money because this town meant a lot to her son, so she's willing to provide finger food and waiters and the works.
That's wonderful.
And Daquan used to be part of a quartet.
A singing quartet?
Yeah, a cappella. And since... his brother Antoine has taken his place, and the quartet would like to sing at the benefit.
Wow.
Anyway, I just came by to tell you that, so...
Thank you.
She hugs him.
Welcome.
She lingers for a second and their eyes meet.
You have to meet the rest of the family. My place, tonight. Yeah, we're making Christmas centerpieces for the benefit.
Oh.
Amanda shrugs.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Okay.
Jim and Amanda enter Victoria's kitchen.
Kitchen, here.
Hi. Oh, there she is.
Hi. Jim, this is my brother-in-law, Dean. Dean, this is Master Sergeant Jim Mullins.
Master Sergeant Dean Yates.
Yeah. Hey, I saw your homecoming surprise on the news.
It was fine.
Yeah.
And this is my mom, Carol.
Hi.
Oh, I don't shake hands, I hug.
Oh, okay.
She hugs him.
And this guy here, this is my dad, Mike.
Nice to meet you, sir.
Oh, don't sir me, just plain Mike.
All right, Mike.
Come on, Jim, let's get you a beer, buddy.
Okay.
Victoria and her mom turn to Amanda.
So, that's a new tenant.
Yeah.
Victoria nods knowingly.
What?
They stare expectantly.
There's nothing going on between Jim and I, okay?
Okay.
She points at them. The family crafts centerpieces using greenery, pine cones, and holly berries. Jim reaches across the table for a candle in a jar to place in his piece.
Look at that. It's beautiful.
Victoria eyes Amanda.
Dad, we have to talk about your birthday. It's right around the corner, and I want to host the party this year.
Sounds great.
When we were kids, Dad used to complain that he was robbed because his birthday was a week before Christmas.
Oh, yeah, that's why I make such a fuss.
And I love the fuss.
Yes, you do.
So, Jim, have you seen the museum yet? Well, Amanda, you should give him a tour.
Her mouth opens.
That's a great idea.
The museum. Amanda and Jim look at a display of antique tools.
This place is fantastic.
A case contains army gear.
And this will become part of our new veterans wing. Do you recognize that handsome soldier?
Her dad in Vietnam.
That's your dad?
You know, my family really enjoyed meeting you last night. My dad would love it if you could come to his birthday party.
Yeah, come in.
Tom.
And you know, I'm not sure you've seen our native Indian masks.
No.
Craig,
What a surprise.
Hey. Yeah, I wanted to do this in person. I got my firm to agree to sponsor your cocktail reception.
That's wonderful. Wow. Oh, yes, Craig, this is Jim, Sergeant Mullins. Jim, this is Craig Fletcher.
Nice to meet you.
Meet you.
They shake.
Well, here's the check.
Amanda takes it.
Folks in this town are not going to let this place close. It's our history. And history is everything.
Craig Fletcher, you are amazing.
Tom, you will bear eyewitness to that. She just called me amazing. Will you testify to that in court?
The whole truth and nothing but.
Thank you so much. And this sponsorship means a lot. Even with a benefit, we still have so many hard costs we have to cover.
You know, I'd do anything for you.
Jim looks over his shoulder at them. Craig and Amanda hug. Jim's gaze shifts away.
Well, I'll walk you up.
I'll see you.
Tom leads Craig out.
Craig and I have been friends since the ninth grade.
He shrugs.
Don't do that.
Do what?
That shrug thing. This.
Bob's shoulders.
That?
Craig really is just a friend. And I...
Her eyes search his.
I have some work I need to do. So feel free to walk around.
She leaves him blinking in the museum. At home, Amanda sighs and pushes the button on her phone.
You have one saved message.
Hey, babe, it's me. Another day closer to holding you in my arms. It's gonna be so nice to be home for Christmas. I just need to finish up a few things here on the base. Nothing dangerous, so don't worry. I love you. And tell Barkley to be a good boy.
To save this message, press 1. To delete this message, press 2.
She reaches down and presses 1.
Message saved.
She looks upward and closes her eyes, hugging herself. The Gold Star banner hangs in Amanda's window. She lifts Rick's photo from the shelf and gazes at it, smiling warmly. Victoria comes in.
Hey, Andy.
Oh. Hey, I'm in here.
Amanda leans on the shelves, looking down.
I got us the best DJ in town for the benefit, for free.
Amanda forces a smile.
What's going on?
Nothing.
Victoria cocks her head.
Everything.
Come on, what is it?
I'm starting to question things.
Okay.
Victoria sits in the kitchen.
Let's talk.
Amanda licks her lips and faces her sister.
Sometimes when I look at Jim, I get butterflies in my stomach, and it scares me.
Why?
Rick? You know, I need to be sure. You know, that if anything were to happen with Jim, not that it will, but if anything does, that Rick would be okay with it.
What about you? Would you be okay with it?
I mean, that's a good question. I don't know. I really don't know. What's the boxes?
I am donating to the church's Christmas clothing drive. Thought I'd drop by. We could fill a few more boxes and then go together.
Yeah, okay. I've got some clothes I don't wear anymore.
Okay.
Oh, well, I think it's time to let this one go.
Amanda digs in her closet and removes a lacy dress.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Can feel like a fresh start. So what do you think? Some of his stuff too?
No.
Victoria purses her lips and puts the box down.
Look, why don't we just start with a shirt? Just one. It'd be like, you know, a first step. What do you say? Just one.
One shirt.
Okay.
Amanda holds up one index finger and shifts to her husband's side of the closet, pulling out a patterned shirt.
This one. I always hated this one.
Me too.
Amanda holds up the shirt covered in bowling pins, then hugs it to her chest.
Oh, Mandy.
She hangs it back up.
Don't you see? It's just a shirt. Look, I think it's good that you're questioning things. I really do. It's been 2 years. Maybe it's time to let go and move on.
Why are you here? Why all of a sudden are you so interested in going through Rick's closet?
Chemistry. I saw it between you and Jim. I saw that spark, and I know you felt it. There's nothing to be ashamed of. It doesn't take away anything that you and Rick had. Nothing can take away that. You, my sweet sister, you are still here. Please, just listen to your heart.
Okay.
Look, I gotta go. You're gonna be okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
The sisters share a smile and... Jim.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, come on in.
Thanks.
He limps inside.
Okay. Here's the thing. See, my doctor told me that I... You okay?
Yeah. How wouldn't I be?
Nothing. You just seem like you're...
What? Confused?
His eyebrows raise.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Don't be. Sometimes confusion can be a good thing.
It can be?
Yeah. Sometimes when you're confused, it means you're searching for something, and if you're searching, it usually means you'll discover something. And that may not be what you think you wanted, but it may be what you need.
You know, if I was a soldier, I'd want you as my sergeant.
Sorry, I came by because I need your help. My doctor told me that I need to have fun.
Fun?
Yeah, it was an order. Do you think you could help me with that?
He pulls out Santa hats.
No peeking.
I'm not. I promise, I'm not peeking.
Just three steps, come on.
Oh, no.
One.
Meet her.
Two. Three.
Okay.
And stop. And hold out your hands, please.
Okay. It's cold.
Okay. He puts a wooden pipe in her hands. She feels it.
Ah, pipe.
Very good. Want to open your eyes?
A box of stuff.
Wow. Very organized.
Yeah, see, when I was a kid, my dad was stationed overseas a lot, so I had to build a lot of my snowmen on my own. Mm-hmm. So today, I would like to build one with you.
They don gloves and pack snow into a round shape, grinning. She tosses a chunk of snow in his face. His jaw drops in surprise.
Okay.
He pelts her with snow and they start a snowball fight, smiling wide and chucking snowballs that burst on each other's coats. They put the finishing touches on a snowman. Amanda puts a glove on his long stick arms and Jim gives him a carrot nose.
Just give me 1 second, I gotta make sure it was pretty. Okay, cool.
Okay.
Well, that was fun. I think my doctor would approve.
Well, good.
I just have one more little surprise for you.
Okay.
Takes her hand.
Keep your eyes open this time.
Thank you.
It's in the garage.
He plugs in a cord.
Wow.
Surprise.
The tree lights up.
It's beautiful.
He steps next to her and they both look at the tree, then turn to each other. She smiles gently at him and he eases closer to her, his gaze softening. He kisses her slowly and her lips meet his. They part and his eyebrows flick upward. She smiles and looks down, then into his eyes. She looks down and digs in her pocket. He rubs his face. She answers her phone.
It's Lily. Lily, hey. What's up? Is everything okay?
They frown.
Yes. Yes, of course. Okay. Bye. Our husband, Mark, and Daquan, they've been recovered. They're home now.
Lily rests her hand on an American flag atop a casket. She closes her eyes. Jim and Amanda sit in the pews of a large cathedral. Funeral goers slowly file out down the center aisle. Lily lingers kneeling at the casket, then stands holding back tears. She turns back to the rows of pews. Amanda and Jim stand and greet her. Amanda takes her hand.
My deepest condolences. Mark will always be a hero. Why don't I get your coat?
Jim leaves Lily and Amanda alone.
He doesn't want to tell me what happened to Mark. I'm not sure I want to know. Not yet, anyhow. What I'd like to know is what he had for breakfast that morning. What music he was listening to while shaving. He'd always sing along to something, even though he was tone deaf.
She smiles through her tears.
Those are the things I need to know. to hold on to.
You understand.
I do.
Jim returns with Lily's coat.
Thank you, Sergeant.
His eyes are cast downward, then he and Amanda watch Lily leave.
I hope she's okay.
Yeah.
Amanda looks at him with a furrowed brow.
Are you?
He stares.
I don't know what happened in the field, and I don't need to know. You don't have to tell me. But what I do know is that it's not your fault. We all go into this with our eyes open. We know the stakes and the cost, and we do it because we believe in a greater cause. Like Mark did, like Daquan did, like Lily does, and as I do.
You know, if you were in the army, you'd make a pretty good master sergeant.
She smiles and looks down.
Let's go.
Where are we going?
Let's not overthink it.
She whips the sheet off the motorcycle.
So all the parts are here. They just need to be put back together.
And you want me to...
I mean, you said you could fix things. And I thought maybe we could do this together. Maybe that might help fix.
They lock eyes. He nods.
Okay.
Red lights gleam on the motorcycle's blue chassis. Jim turns a wrench on the motor. Amanda brings him cocoa.
Here you go. Oh,
thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
He sips.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
He hands her the mug and kneels beside the bike. She runs her hand over the chrome handlebars.
I bought this for Rick. It was a Christmas surprise. He started working on it, but he never got to finish it. It's an old postman's bike. From here. And can you imagine all the gifts that were delivered on it? And all the joy that it brought to so many families?
Listen, you're gonna be bringing this town a lot of Christmas cheer when you, save that place.
Oh, I wish I had your confidence. My mind wavers. What if we can't save it?
Well, we might as well have some pretty good stuff for that Christmas heritage auction.
Yeah, but my gut tells me that we need something with a little more oomph.
Oomph?
Yeah.
Oomph. Oomph. Duly noted. We will look around. We will find some stuff with some more oomph. Stop worrying.
Oh, stop worrying. Yeah. I can't. I mean, in less than 5 days, I have to stand up in front of a group of people and pretend to be an auctioneer.
Oh, it's easy. You just have to do this.
He leans in for a kiss and she pulls back.
We're moving too fast. You know, we did kiss once, so it's nice.
It was very nice, yes. But at this moment in time, for me...
Okay. Well, maybe there'll be another moment.
She nods. He tugs on the tire.
You get something to eat?
I have a better idea.
What?
It's Christmas, right?
He unpacks glittering red ornaments from a protective case and hands one to Amanda. He hangs his on the branches of her Christmas tree in the living room, which already is covered in warm white lights. Amanda pauses for a moment, then hangs her ornament. He continues adding red and gold baubles to the tree. She glances sideways at him and smiles.
Hey, you know what I'm feeling?
What?
That I just might believe again.
They hang stockings. They affix them over the fireplace mantle along with garlands and ribbon. He hands her the golden star and she grins and puts it on the highest bough. A fire burns in the fireplace behind them.
Mm-hmm. So, what do you think?
It's beautiful.
They look around.
This is Christmas. And we're not done yet.
We're not?
Mm-mm. Come with me.
She takes him by the hand and pulls him outside.
Great.
They hang garlands.
Slap. Let's try one more time.
Okay, ready? One,
2, 3. All right. Perfect.
Snowflakes drift gently down from the sky over Amanda's freshly decorated house. They stand in the yard taking in the lights.
Thank you for bringing Christmas back into my life.
They smile. Amanda's family sit in her living room.
Somebody's at the door.
Amanda answers it to Jim with an armload of gifts.
Hey, what's all this?
Well, it's your dad's birthday, and you can't have a Christmas tree without some presents under it, right?
Oh, I guess Santa came a little early this year.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Well, thanks, Jim. You know, at my age, every day's a gift.
Oh, Dad, you are not that old.
Jim, you haven't met my beautiful and brilliant niece, Heather.
No, I haven't.
Hi. Heard all about you.
You're famous with your dad's homecoming video.
Yeah, almost 1 million views now.
Wow.
Yeah. Hi, Jim. And you two already know each other?
Yeah.
Craig.
It's nice to see you.
You too.
All right, who's hungry?
Yeah. A prayer before we eat.
They all join hands around the table and close their eyes. Amanda's father prays.
Dear Lord, thank you for bringing Dean and Jim here safe for Christmas. Bless Rick, who is missed by everyone. Please watch over our soldiers out there, and we give thanks for the many blessings during this Christmas season.
And your birthday. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's eat.
Amazing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Dig in. Here we go.
Pass me some of those peas.
Craig and Jim clear the table.
Amanda really appreciates what you're doing to help with the benefit.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Yeah. Where are you from?
Michigan originally, but here's home base now.
For now.
What, you're going back overseas, right?
Right.
Jim stares into the distance and nods. Amanda's parents prepare to leave.
Are you sure you don't want to take any leftovers home?
Oh, I'm positive.
Jim touches the piano.
My grandmother gave me that piano for Christmas 1 year. Amanda plays beautifully. Well, she used to.
Well, I hope you'll play again.
Dad nods to Mom.
Jim, before you leave, could you lend me a hand taking these birthday gifts to the car?
Of course.
Thanks.
Here you go.
See you soon.
Thank you, Jim, for everything.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming, Jim.
Good night.
Mom and Jim leave.
Ever told you how your mom and I met?
Yeah, only 100 times. You'd just gotten back from Vietnam. She was working at the record store, and you loved music.
Yeah, but there's a part I never told you. I mean, we fell in love, but just as important, we were good for each other. We helped each other to heal.
You're reading too much into it, Dad. Jim and I are just
Amanda,
friends.
Please, please.
He kisses her forehead.
I love you.
I know.
Thanks for the party.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Thank you.
He smiles and leaves her on the piano bench. She looks over at Rick's portrait. She sits alone in the warmly lit room decorated for Christmas. She slowly turns and swings her legs around to face the piano's black and white keyboard. The polished wood of the upright piano reflects the Christmas tree lights. She places her right hand on the high keys and plays. Her left hand joins her right, the wedding ring still glinting on her finger. She sits on the edge of her bed and touches the frame of Rick's photo next to it, smiling through tears. She looks down at her hands and slips the wedding ring off her finger, holding it for a moment before placing it in the bedside drawer. She smiles at Rick's face, which remains frozen forever in his military photo. In the closet, she takes some of his shirts and a cardboard box. She lays both on the bed and holds up the bowling print shirt, smiling and shaking her head at it. She removes it from the hanger, folds it neatly, and places it in the box.
Later this afternoon.
helping Heather make Christmas cookies for her school's party. What?
Craig was supposed to go with me to a matinee screening of It's a Wonderful Life, but I guess something came up at work.
Isn't there someone else you can invite?
They hand the boxes to a woman at the clothing drive.
You do good things here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Helps a lot of people. I'm proud of you.
Amanda smiles and looks down. Victoria spots her bare hand.
No wedding ring.
Yeah, I know. It was time.
Jim and Amanda leave the movie theater with a marquee for It's a Wonderful Life. He holds popcorn.
Well, that was generous of the theater manager. 100 free passes for your gift bags?
Yes, very generous. And did you notice I didn't ask? I made statements. Army training.
I did. What's this?
He tosses a popcorn kernel high and catches it in his mouth.
Is that part of army training?
No, my mom taught me that. It's all about coordination. Try.
No, in high school, I was kicked off the cheerleading squad after the first game.
Come on, I got time to leave in that.
She plucks a kernel from the bucket and throws it up with grin. It falls and misses her open mouth.
Oh.
Okay, I believe you. Thank you for the movie. It was great.
If only life were like a movie.
They stroll down the sidewalk. Nighttime, Joe lays in bed in his apartment. He sits up with a start, his chest heaving. He reaches over and turns on the light. He blinks at the sudden brightness and picks up the photo of himself and the two fallen soldiers. In her house, Amanda shuts off lights on her way to the bedroom. She looks at the dog bed and finds it empty.
Berkeley?
She crosses the room and pulls aside the curtain to look out the window, where she sees Jim and Berkeley on the bench. Jim strokes the big dog's head. She goes outside.
Hey, you two. It's warmer in here. I'll light the fire.
Berkeley and Jim go inside to the warmth of the living room. Jim sits with Amanda by the fire.
I can't tell Lily what happened. I don't want to cause her any more pain.
They both look at the photo.
2 years ago, Rick was supposed to be home for Christmas.
In memory, she hangs a sign on the front of the house that says, "Welcome home, Rick." She steps down and admires her handwork, folding her arms across her chest. A dark car pulls into the drive. She turns to look at it and her jaw drops. The car's license plate is an official U.S. government one. A shining black booted foot steps out. Amanda's arms drop to her sides. A uniformed man and woman in berets get out and approach her with serious expressions. She stares at them, open-mouthed, then sinks onto the bench, a wail coming from her open mouth. She covers her mouth with a hand. They sit with her and put their hands on her arms with looks of concern.
They told me what happened. The basics. A deployment doesn't just happen to a soldier. It happens to the whole family. It would have been nice to have talked to someone who could have told me what game of cards he was playing or what book he was reading. And that's what Lily wants. It's what she needs. And giving her that gift, it's what you need.
She smiles.
You come with me.
She nods and his grief-stricken face turns to a smile. She holds his hand tightly. A red, white, and blue flag waves above their car as they get out in a short driveway. Jim exhales and Amanda nods him toward the door. They mount the steps to the door and stand before it. Jim presses his lips tightly together and rings the bell. Lily opens the door and her lips turn upwards in a smile when she sees them.
Hi.
She beckons them in.
Come on in.
They go inside. The Army Base Medical Office. A physical therapist helps a man walk using bars for support. Another bends a reclined soldier's leg. The doctor looks in and spots Jim on the treadmill.
Oh, really recognize you, Sergeant. You look like a new man. So I guess you'd be heading back to your unit.
Yeah, I'm due to re-up, but...
But what? You're not thinking about getting out, are you?
I don't know. It's been on my mind.
The doctor smiles.
You met someone.
Maybe.
Oh, it feels like more than a maybe to me. Hey, let me tell you something. Being in the Army and in a relationship, don't have to cancel each other out. I hear they're offering some nice retention bonuses. And again, being in a relationship with a soldier takes a special kind of person. It's not for everyone.
Understood, sir.
The doctor eyes him and turns away. Jim makes a sour face in the garage. He fixes the chrome and carved head decoration on the front of the motorcycle. Amanda polishes the handlebars.
Pretty soon, we'll be filling her up with a real tank of gas.
Yeah, this baby's gonna sing.
Oh, they're closing the museum early today so we can get in there set up.
Cool.
You know, Tom will be there, Victoria, Mom and Dad. I can't believe Christmas is less than 3 days away. This month has just flown by so fast.
I know, especially since...
She cocks her head.
Since what?
He looks up and shakes his head.
I may have to go back overseas. If I decide to stay in, you know.
You were thinking of leaving the Army?
Yeah. I don't know, maybe. See, the Army's offering these big retention bonuses. I'm not sure.
Why not?
Because if I do decide to take the bonus, then I'd have to go back overseas.
How soon?
Pretty much right away.
She forces a smile and looks down.
Hey, Amanda, nothing's been decided yet. The thing is, it's my duty. It's what I do.
You can't make any decisions based on me or for me. That would be a mistake.
She smiles weakly. At the museum, Amanda and Jim set up for the fundraiser. A thermometer-shaped sign is in the main room.
Family was such a big help getting this place set up. You're lucky, you know, to have a family like that.
Yeah. You know, Rick really would have loved to see this.
And I know a lot of guys that would give their eye teeth to have this bike.
Well, that's not gonna happen. And this bike is staying right here where it belongs.
The motorcycle sits behind ropes in the museum.
Are we okay, you and me?
Yes, we're okay.
He smiles and looks around the room.
This place looks great. You should be proud, Amanda.
I never could have done it without your help.
Yeah. Well, we do make a pretty good team.
Yeah, we do.
He taps a button on a laptop and a disco ball starts spinning, filling the room with swirling lights. Amanda's mouth opens in delight.
What?
What?
May I have this dance?
He holds out his hand and she takes it, putting her other hand on his shoulder. He holds the small of her back and they waltz, stepping forward and backward with their noses almost touching, their mouths open with laughter. He dips her and they twirl and spin, in and out until they come to rest slow dancing close, his arms around her waist and hers around his broad shoulders. She smiles up at him, the lights standing around them. A choir of service members greets attendees outside the museum at night. Inside, Victoria sets up rows of gift bags on tables. Guests mingle and view the antique lamps and art for sale on tables, writing their bids on clipboards. Heather takes photos of Tom dressed as Santa with kids.
Tidgies!
Tom sits in the antique sleigh. Guests sip drinks and eat plates of snacks handed out by the killed soldier's mother. Amanda comes up to Tom.
I will never doubt you again.
Well, where's Jim?
Oh, he said he had something to do with the base.
So, the Christmas Heritage Auction. Are we ready?
Amanda at the podium.
150. Do I hear 200? 200? Anyone? It's a gorgeous archival Christmas print from 1921. It's a pretty awesome Christmas gift. Oh, come on, do I hear 200?
200.
Dad bets.
So, do I hear 250? Anyone?
A man bets.
250. Now that's the Christmas spirit. Now 300. Do I hear 300? Anyone? All right, 250 it is. Going once, going twice. Sold for 250.
Heather adds red to the thermometer sign.
Our final item, this beautiful turn-of-the-century apple press from 1905. You're going to be making a lot of apple cider on Christmas morning.
What we need is a Christmas miracle.
Amanda smiles beseechingly to the crowd. The shining restored motorcycle sits in the center of the room.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have one more item to auction, a very special item, a fully restored 1947 Indian Chief. Once a postman's bike right here in Pinewood.
You can't sell Rick's bike.
I'm not raising the white flag just yet. Not without a fight. Now, folks, I helped supervise the restoration of this iconic machine, and I can tell you, it works. So, opening bid is 5,000. Do we have 5,000? 5,000. Do we have 6,000? 6,000. Folks, there was a lot of TLC that went into restoring this bike, and hey, it's Christmas. 6,000.
Dad raises paddle.
So do we have 7,000? This bike delivered a lot of Christmas cards and Christmas gifts. It delivered love to every home in this town. But do we have 7,000? Ah, 7,000. Do I hear
10,000.
Craig raises his paddle. The crowd gapes and stares.
10,000. 10,000 bid by Craig Fletcher. Oh, that's wonderful. So do we have 11,000? 11,000. All right. Going once, going twice.
12,000.
Jim steps through the crowd in his officer's uniform with awards shining on his breast.
12,000. 12,000 bid to Sergeant Mullins.
13,000.
Craig counters.
13,000.
15,000.
15,000. Do we have any more bids?
Craig hesitates, then looks down.
All right, going once, going twice, sold to Sergeant Mullins.
He and Amanda smile.
Folks, we've reached our fundraising goal for tonight. Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas.
The thermometer fails.
A Christmas miracle.
Tom kisses her hand. She steps down from the podium and approaches Jim apart from the crowd.
Jim, you don't have that kind of money.
What if I do?
Did you win the lottery?
Maybe. And I'm donating it back to the museum, too.
What?
Amanda, we both know it belongs here.
She throws her arms around him and he hugs her tightly. Craig sees them and nods slightly, licking his lips and frowning. He lingers for a moment and catches Amanda's eye, then leaves. Her brow furrows in distress when she sees him go. She pulls away from Jim and runs out after him.
Craig!
She stands in the light snow and looks around, panting. At home, she pours a kettle into mugs for her and Jim.
$15,000, that's a lot of money. Where'd you get it from?
You sound kind of upset.
No, I'm not upset, I'm just curious.
Well, I didn't rob a bank.
Good.
The Army's retention bonus, I re-enlisted.
Her smile falters.
Oh.
What? I wanted to help, the bike needed a home.
Her eyes search his.
Can't promise that you'll come home.
No, I can't. I can promise you I'll do my best because I want to come home to you.
He strokes her cheek. She shakes her head.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not sure I can do this. I thought I could when it was just an idea. I'm so sorry.
She turns away, looking distraught, and collects their mugs. He stands stunned.
Good night, Jim.
He sets his jaw and goes to the door, where he pauses to look back at her, then leaves. She leans on the table with her back to him, her face crumpling into tears. Jim sits at the table in his dim apartment, scowling at a letter from the armed forces telling him to report for duty on December 24th. He sighs heavily. Greg and Amanda sit in her living room.
I didn't mean to walk out like that last night, but...
I went looking for you.
I know. And here I was planning on proposing to you tomorrow. Am I crazy or what?
She smiles.
No. No, you're not crazy. You're sweet. You're kind. You have a big heart.
I just want you to be happy.
I know you do.
So what's gonna make you happy? Tell me.
Greg, you're a cherished friend. And always will be.
You have to listen to your heart.
She nods. In a snow-covered cemetery, rows of identical military gravestones are each have a small wreath placed in front of them. Jim stands by a grave of Richard Paul Edwards. Snow swirls around him. He kneels and places a miniature American flag in the snow. Amanda talks to Victoria at home.
I've been thinking. Not overthinking. Just thinking. And I want to be happy.
Okay, that's a good thing, right?
Craig was planning on proposing to me.
Oh.
No. That's not gonna happen.
Okay.
And Jim kissed me. And I kissed him back.
Okay. Is that a bad thing or a good thing? What are you telling me?
I'm telling you that I'm scared. I just don't know if I'm strong enough to be with a soldier again.
Amanda, you are the strongest woman I know. Don't let fear stop you.
She nods.
No fear.
No more.
I am strong.
Powerhouse.
Yes. And you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to tell Jim how I feel.
She marches to Jim's door and knocks.
Jim?
She lets herself in.
Jim?
She looks around the space and finds it empty of traces of Jim, except for a bright red poinsettia plant on the table with a letter next to it. She picks up the handwritten note and reads.
Amanda, I knew if I said goodbye face to face, I wouldn't find the words to say this. Thank you for helping me heal. And with Lily, you reminded me of the gift of giving. You have no idea how much I needed that. It has been the greatest pleasure of my life to know you, to help bring Christmas back into your life, and yes, to kiss you. With all my heart, Jim.
She swallows hard and puts the letter down, rushing out. She gets out of her car at the army base and looks around. Soldiers in fatigues move around with purpose, loading onto a bus.
Sergeant Mullins. Has anyone seen Sergeant James Mullins? Master Sergeant Mullins, anyone know where he is?
She walks to the bus door and peers inside, then climbs up and calls into the back of the bus.
Jim? Sergeant Mullins.
The soldiers inside look around. She descends the stairs and runs right into Jim.
Amanda!
Jim.
What are you doing here?
I love you. I didn't want you to leave without telling you that.
I love you.
All aboard, come on.
Yes, sir, I'll be there in a second. Well, here we are on Christmas Eve, and here I go ruining your Christmas.
Not true. I believe again in the magic of Christmas, so you don't have to worry about me. I'm fine. I'll be here waiting for you.
He cups her face in his hands and kisses her deeply. She smiles and looks into his eyes. She takes her red knit scarf off and hands it to him. They gaze at each other for a long moment, then he mounts the bus stairs.
Hey. Merry Christmas.
He grins and goes inside. The bus door closes. Amanda stands and waves as it departs. Snowflakes fall from above, catching in her hair. She looks up with a delighted smile and holds her palms out to feel the flakes, then presses her hands together under her chin with a grateful smile. A A flurry of snow settles in the glass orb of a snow globe with a mailbox labeled Santa Mail inside. Text, 1 year later. Amanda sits smiling at her computer screen, on a video call with Jim.
So, I was all packed and ready, and then they bumped my flight. I'm not getting into Wednesday. Sorry, baby, looks like I'm gonna miss Christmas.
Oh, no, it's okay. I understand. Hey, I get to celebrate Christmas twice this year. Once with my family, and once with you.
Decorations look beautiful.
Oh, I wish you'd been here to help me decorate.
We'll just, we'll decorate a tree in the garage.
All right, be safe.
I love you.
I love you. Bye.
He blows her a kiss and she waves. A fire blazes in a fireplace.
Oh, who's next to open? So
all right, okay, you guys. Who's right. All right, okay.
Amanda selects a wrap box from underneath the tree.
Dad, next one's for you.
Oh, what could it be?
Open it and see.
Okay.
Dad opens the box and the large envelope within.
They're naming the new veteran wing after you. Sergeant Major Michael David Miller, U.S. Army. It's a Christmas surprise.
Thank you.
He hugs her. He shows the family the certificate and hugs his wife. They all look around at the sound of singing.
Oh, I wonder what that is.
Carolers.
What, on Christmas morning?
Sounds like it. Let's go check. Don't forget your coat in.
Well, the family goes outside. Down the chimney, with your four uniformed service members carol. A flurry of snow falls around them.
Of course not.
Amanda peers into the distance.
What's that?
Snowplow?
The motorcycle drives up from down the street. Jim takes off his helmet and dismounts. He wears the red scarf over camo. Amanda stares open-mouthed.
Merry Christmas!
He opens his arms wide and Amanda runs to him. Her family smiles knowingly behind her. She leaps into Jim's arms and he hauls her aloft, kissing her. The family rushes closer, beaming.
Wait, you guys all knew about this?
Of course. We're organized.
This is your Christmas surprise.
She strokes Jim's face.
Merry Christmas, Sergeant Mullins. Christmas homecoming.
He blinks back tears and sinks to one knee.
What's going on, Woody?
He holds a small box.
Wow. Open it up.
She grins and opens it. A ruby ring with diamonds is inside.
Will you marry me? My grandmother gave that to me. And she told me to give it to the woman that makes me a better man. It's yours.
This is the greatest Christmas ever. It's
Christmas where he stands and they kiss passionately as the snow drifts down.